I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we had a chance to speak with Barb Kelly. She is Vice President of the Marquette Beautification and Restoration Committee and Chair of the annual Petunia Pandemonium. It's happening this weekend in Marquette, and we found out more about this special event from Barb Kelly.
This year, Petunia Pandemonium is 29 years old, which is kind of astounding when you stop to think about it. I don't think most people can remember what that part of Marquette used to look like years ago. It was pretty blighted. There were weeds in all those flower beds that would be past your knees by the 4th of July, and a lot of abandoned buildings. It just wasn't a very welcoming sight when you came into town.
And you're talking about what part of town? Because this has been the same focus area now for, as you said, 29 years. Where is it and what do you do?
This is on US 41 South, or otherwise known as Front Street. And it's a stretch that kind of runs from Furnace Street all the way to the Lake Superior Partnership. It is an adopt a highway project, which is sponsored by the Marquette Beautification Committee, which means we take care of it all summer long and we pick up all the litter. But we kind of go the extra mile and we plant flowers in that whole stretch. We have an extensive irrigation system in there, and we mow all the grass, fertilize all the grass, and then pull all the flowers out at the end of the year.
And the reason we wanted to talk to you this morning about it is it's coming up here this weekend, and you are looking for folks to get involved.
Yes, there would be no way we could do this project without volunteers. Originally, we did it all on one day, but it was a little bit overwhelming, and it was also hard to shut off lanes closest to the planting beds on both sides of 41.
Right.
So now we have adopted a situation where we plant on Friday and on Saturday, and it works a lot better. So on Friday, we have all school children coming down. Mm-hmm. This year, they're all from Bothwell. There are probably 250 of them coming down. They walk down, and then they walk back up to school. And they come down tomorrow around 10 or 10:30, and then they will be there tomorrow till about 2:30, and the whole east side of Front Street, all the way to the Lake Superior Partnership, including the roundabout, will be planted tomorrow. And then the west side, we start at 10 o'clock. Volunteers can come down, and we plant the east side on Friday, and we plant the west side on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then on Saturday, well, we give the children on Friday a snack and a beverage. And on Saturday, we actually have a picnic with pizza and bagels and beverages and muffins and
that's
desserts.
And that's where you're looking for folks, is to get involved to help out with the Saturday planting.
Yes.
And the Saturday morning. If someone's listening this morning, they want to do that, they want to get involved, do they just show up and bring work gloves, or is there somewhere to call? What's the process?
You don't have to call. There are a couple beds that are already adopted. The Holiday Inn adopts a stretch right near Farmer Q's, and then the Junior Honor Society at Bothwell adopts a bed down near Pomps and Pepsi. But everything in the middle is kind of up for grabs. All the flowers are on site. The soil has all been prepared. It's very, very soft and fluffy. So the planting is really easy. The traffic lane closest to the bed is closed.
Mm-hmm.
Children can wear bright safety vests. We hand those out. Really, you should just probably wear old shoes, perhaps old clothes, because we are working with the soil.
Sure, the kind of clothes you'd wear if you're going to do this at home or do some yard work and dress for it and show up. So where do folks need to be and what time?
Well, at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, volunteers, and we have had volunteers from age 2 to 93, can show up to any of those beds in that area I just mentioned. And there will be what we call a plot captain there. The plants will all be there. Somebody will show them what to do. And it all gets planted in about an hour. It takes about from 10 to 11 to plant. We have our picnic at 11. And the picnic and extra trowels and vests, in case anybody needs them, will be in front of what's now McCabe's Fine Floor Coverings.
Mm-hmm.
They just moved in there, and they will be open on Saturday, but supplies will be there, extra supplies if people need them, and that's where our picnic will be as well.
So show on up and help make Marquette a little bit more pretty.
Yes, and it happens in a big flurry.
and we certainly appreciate what you do with this, and on behalf of us, our group here at the station, you know, we're happy to help give you the chance to get the word out a little bit. Again, for folks that do want to take part, where should they be, when and where?
Volunteers can just show up at 10 o'clock on South Front Street, between Hampton Street and Genesee, and try to park at a business which doesn't have a big flow of traffic on a Saturday, so you're not interfering with the business. And then just head over toward the street and find a flower bed that you would like to sit down and work at, and just join in.
That's Barb Kelly, the Vice President of the Marquette Beautification and Restoration Committee and Chair of the annual Petunia Pandemonium in Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelah.